Welcome back, everybody, to The Walking Dead, a Walking Naked podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Justin.
Hey, I'm Kelly.
And I'm Hank, and I'm back.
Yay!
Yeah, we guilted the shit out of him.
Twitter, on Facebook, we even got other people to start guilting him, and he showed up, so it's nice.
I was like,
there's just too many damn TV shows, you guys.
I know. Yeah.
I don't even get to watch
man.
Walking Dead the night that it airs. It's crazy. Yeah.
Well, we're glad that we guilted you into it.
Yes.
Because it was a pleasant surprise whenever I got to my phone later in the day at work and it was like, just watch the episode, let's do this. And I was like, what? Oh, yeah. What's going on?
I thought
you already bowed out.
Justin says, Mom, will you send a message to Hank to see if he'll podcast? So
yes.
Yeah.
You've become Hank secretary pretty much.
Oh. I thought I was like the Hank Whisperer or something.
Well, okay,
you could
be
the
Hank
Secretary.
Yeah, you could be the Hank Whisperer. I like that a little bit more.
I do too.
I like
Rude.
That. I'm so, well, oh, you know, I said it was good. It's a good name. It's a freaking good name.
Okay.
All right. Well, we are here to chat about episode number 6. Sorry we did not make the instant cast. Somebody was feeling ill, and then on Monday I was like, I want to play Rise of the Tomb Raider. So
you guys are slacking too. Don't blame it all on me.
Yeah. No, definitely. I had a headache, and so I didn't want to.
I had a headache. It was cured by Tomb Raider.
Oh, well, I've been playing Fallout 4.
Oh, how is that? I keep hearing it's awesome.
It is awesome. I think it's like the only game I'll need for the rest of my life.
Oh,
because
I think so.
There's so much stuff to do. So
I'm excited to dive into it. I bought it as well, but last week was ridiculous. On Tuesday last week, Fallout 4 came out, freaking Rise of the Tomb Raider came out. Today, Star Wars Battlefront 3 or whatever came out.
Yeah,
I just picked that up, and I'm just like, good Lord, all you stupid games keep coming out, and you're taking up all my time. But yeah, Rise of the Tomb Raider is excellent. I can't wait to check out Fallout 4.
I can't wait to play Tomb Raider. Cannot.
I feel so cheesy with listening to you guys, because I play just the Disney Infinity with the...
No, that's... I don't
know,
that game looks fun.
Fun
characters
stuff.
Jumping around and collecting shit, and it's not a...
That's
all game.
Fallout 4. That's all you do is you collect a lot of shit. Now you do eventually have to learn to kill people, a lot of them, because they're mean and they're evil. But you collect a lot of shit. So
what's the other one? Destiny, right?
Yeah, that's. I was playing that a bunch earlier.
I watched my brother-in-law playing that, and it just confused the crap out of me. It looks beautiful, but I feel like I'd be so freaking lost in there that I don't know. I'm just intimidated.
Well,
give me the little characters that collect coins.
Exactly. Yeah. There's a lot of those games that I'm intimidated by.
Fallout 4 is definitely an intimidating one. Fallout 4 is like being the worst hoarder in the world.
Yes.
And being in the world's largest junk store.
Yeah. Everybody's dead. They left all their stuff behind.
Exactly.
And you want to touch all of it.
And you can hoard the shit out of it.
Yeah. And I want to carry it with me. And it's constantly saying, you're so overloaded, you couldn't run away. I'm like,
you're so
shit.
Encumbered.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I got to drop this toaster. Damn it. And, you know, so, yeah. And this is a lot of Fallout 4 talk. But I did have this one of the things on there that you strive to get, this power suit. And you can't move around very well. So I left it with some people that I thought were my friends.
They weren't.
They
swiped it?
When I came back. And none
That's
of them
very
said
Walking Dead.
They didn't say anything to me about it.
Those bastards.
Those
They're
bastards.
Like, no, it's totally not in the bedroom.
What are you talking about? Yeah.
That's my suit right there, man. I see it. You're freaking wearing it.
I've got to go find a new suit, and those things aren't easy to find. So
yeah, but I can't wait. I've got to beat Rise of the Tomb Raider first, then I'm going to get into it. If you want to check out any of my Rise of the Tomb Raider videos, I'm going to be posting them on our YouTube channel. It's Ready, Click, Play. It's all one word. I will also be posting, finally, you and I, Kelly and I, played PT, which is like scary as shit. We, during Walker Stalker Con, we talked about the fact that we played a zombie game instead some of the time. Not all the time, but some of the time. And I'll be posting that as well. So we had a lot of fun bashing zombies in the head.
Oh, my God. And it's a really funny video.
Yes. I had a lot of fun. I wish we could play together all the time on State of Decay because that is like living The Walking Dead in a video game. It's just so much fun. But all right. Well, let's get into The Walking Dead. Let's get into this episode that we're going to be talking about. The episode was entitled Always Accountable. The director of this episode was... cool name, Jeffrey January.
Oh, wow.
I just like that. Jeffrey January.
Yeah, sounds like a radio name.
It does. It does sound like a radio name. I'm not really sure what Jeffrey has done in the past. Normally, I'm really good about it, and I look them up, and then we like debate about it because we're like, no, he didn't do that. Oh, he did do that. Whoa, my God. I didn't know he'd do that.
Yeah.
And then the writer of this episode was Heather Belson. It got 12.87 million people watching it during the live session, and this is my song that I'm going to play for you guys.
I've got
a sound bite
that
I think works perfectly to start talking about the episode right out the gate. So are you guys ready? Are you prepared for this?
I'm so prepared.
It's going to, you know, if I was professional, we would have loops and you could, you know, it would be better, but it's just literally straight off my phone.
Okay.
Boom. Now, I had to shut it off real quick before Taylor Swift sues me. Oh, you know, T Swift. She's like, hey, you're playing my song on your stupid podcast.
I
think she would too. I love Taylor Swift. She's sexy. But the reason why I played that, of course, is because Daryl definitely has some bad blood between these new punk survivors that he met up with. And we'll get into all that as well. But so I'm just curious, did both of you guys like the episode? And then we'll quickly get into our top three.
I loved it.
Wow. Okay. Tell me why you loved it.
I wouldn't go that far. But.
I know. See, and I know I've been like, what am I, the only person in the world that likes these past few episodes, even though they were, you know, not as jam-packed with stuff?
Just a little more filler to get to the mid-season.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, I rather enjoyed it.
No, there's nothing wrong with you saying you enjoyed it. I mean, obviously, we know a lot of Walking Dead fans really, really enjoyed this episode. I mean, I'm pretty sure Lincoln's Finger probably had to have somebody fanning her the entire time she watched this episode. So
because she's got this huge, huge crush on Cutlets.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Cutlets' arms were looking ridiculous.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Like, are those made of granite? What's going on with your arms there?
Yeah, he looked great. And I know, you know, when he leaned across that chain link and you know, and got his pants all tore up and that his shirt tore up. There was a lot of girls going, "Oh, yeah."
Just a little couple more rips. just a few more.
Yeah. So, yeah, he looked good. He looked really good. And originally, I was just going to say that my top three was, I wrote Abe across the top of my page, but I didn't have time because everything.
So that's your top three, right? Just the top, Abe number one, Abe number two, Abe number three.
Honestly, basically, yes, but I threw in a couple of other things real quick. So you guys didn't, and
well,
I can
now,
tell from you're giggling.
Now we know why you loved it so much.
Well,
I can't say I'm crushing on Abraham.
You don't like the gingers, Hank?
Nah.
Well,
I don't
Justin,
know. I just when the big group is missing, I just feel like something's missing. I don't know.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. I didn't like it last season when we did this. Any past seasons where we have had not much Rick, I get upset.
It seems like that's kind of been the MO for the show for the last couple of seasons is really kind of getting away from the Rick centric storylines.
Yes, which I don't understand.
Well, I mean, last season they picked it up big time in the second half, which they also did in season four. It seemed like where they picked him back up in the back half of season four. So, I mean, I just
needs a break because that guy, man, you know, being the front and center. It's got to be exhausting.
Oh, I would imagine. I mean,
so they give a couple of other stories here and there.
Yeah, and Andrew Lincoln is extremely intense.
Yes.
Yeah.
in his acting style. So I could see that that would, you know, you'd have to have a break. And I think he shows up anyway.
To watch other people's
On the set?
Scenes
mm-hmm.
and stuff?
Yeah. We've heard stories about that, or he's even talked about it at Walker Stalker Cons or just other San Diego Comic Con, just any convention that he goes to, or those behind the scenes things where he'll talk about, showing up at whenever Merle died or something like that, and just wanting to see how things went down and, you know, just see the, just basically like, how much the actors are bringing to the set. I mean, they've talked about that before, how much he's the ringleader, and whenever somebody new comes to the show, I mean, he's the first one that reaches out to them and is like welcoming them into the family. But also at the same time, I'm sure he's like, you know, you better bring your, you know, A++ performance, man.
Could you imagine? I'd be like, oh God, did he have to come to the set to see my very first day?
Exactly.
Please, dude, don't watch.
This was my scene where I was on the toilet, and that's really all I had to do today.
I mean, just anything. I don't care what I would be doing with him staring at me, you know. And even if he's encouraging, that would just be rough. That'd be really rough.
But he sets the tone, so I don't know.
He does set the tone.
It's important.
And it does. I mean, I think it's one of those things that you feel it with this show. That, you know, they talk about it all the time about how great they all get along as actors. You don't see this in other shows.
Yeah, and people feel welcome when they're starting on the show. And yeah, you do hear that a lot.
There's no jealousy and being envy, you know, this one was all about, you know, your character.
Yeah.
It
is weird that, I mean, we've seen so many, because this is a show just like Game of Thrones where they introduced lots and lots of characters, you know, on the fly. One episode, we'll meet a character and they'll die in that episode, or we'll meet we'll meet like 8 new characters one episode. And very rarely are we like, ugh, I wish they would get rid of that character as soon as we meet them. It's usually the opposite. It's like, we can't get enough of them on the show. So I think to me that goes to show like how involved he is with getting these people. Like, I mean, obviously the casting is key as well, but just like you guys said, like how welcoming they are, like how much of a family it is. Because I mean, a lot of the stuff they have to do on the show is some crazy, crazy shit. And, you know, I would imagine as an actor, I mean, just imagine how goofy it is, you know, if you're playing charades or something like that and you have to act out something crazy and stupid. Now, granted, these people are getting paid for it.
But
crazy and stupid is their middle name.
Yeah, but at the same time, I mean, that's got to be difficult, like your first day on the set or something. I mean, and I don't know, you've like this crazy death scene or something like that. You've never met these people in your life. So, they do a great job. So, for you, Hank, you, the episode
I didn't love
was...
it, but I didn't hate it or anything. I liked it. I thought it was cool. I just thought it was one of those kind of stepping stones toward the mid-season. You know, I actually wish they'd given us more Abraham story, because, I mean, if they follow the comics, we know he's not going to be around that long. So I would have liked to.
Spoiler alert.
Are we not allowed to talk spoilers?
Oops.
All right.
Hank's going to get the pitchforks out on him now.
Well, nobody lasts that long except for Rick on the show.
Well, no. I mean, I would say that this episode is he's been one of the people that I have actually been truly worried about this season, because shit's starting to go nicely for him. He's falling in love with somebody that he respects and apparently respects him back. And no one is ever happy in the Walking Dead world. So
of course not.
Yes. No. So
that's kind of the MO.
Right. If we see someone being happy, I get really, really nervous.
Especially knowing Negan's on his way.
Exactly.
And they cast him and the whole thing. So.
Right. And I know there's a lot of speculation about the whole Negan thing because it's out there. Everybody knows it. That in the comic book, Negan, don't you think everybody knows it?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay, let me just say this. In the comic book, Negan kills a beloved character.
Yeah, that's good.
And we kind of feel like that maybe, I think there's a lot of speculation that there'll
Abraham's taking his place?
Yes, that Abraham
oh,
will
really?
Take his place.
I didn't get to talk to you guys about Glenn. Do you think Glenn's missing?
Actually, Glenn is my number two on my top three. For tonight.
Oh, okay. Well, that's interesting.
Yes. Yeah. So do we want to just go ahead and get into them, or?
Well, sure.
Well, I mean, it depends. When do we want to talk about Abraham and the whole? Can we talk about that at the end, and we'll preface that with like major spoiler discussion?
Yeah. Let's.
Didn't I already spoil it? Or are you gonna cut
No. I won't. Come on now.
I mean,
I'm not gonna edit that out. That's too much work.
The comics anyway, so you never know how long a character's gonna
exactly.
last.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about that at the end, because I do have some thoughts on Abraham and the Negan, and plus like we can kind of discuss a little bit more in depth of some of the characters that were introduced into this episode. So
okay. All right.
So let's get on with our top three.
Okay, my number three was the introduction of two new people that we really didn't get their names. We've kind of figured out who their names are, but Dee and Sherry
and Justin Bieber girl.
And yes. Justin Bieber girl, who
there
you
were
know,
three.
later died. But that's right. I do feel like that we haven't seen the end of these two characters, because I think that they pretty well pissed off Daryl Dixon. Daryl's like being super, super nice and really trying to go the whole Aaron school of niceness and bring people in, and it bit him in the ass.
Yeah.
And so, and he's pissed. I mean, the Dixon came out in him.
It did. I mean, it came out a couple, like one other time in this episode, whenever he brought the insulin back, and he was like, you know, he's just telling them, just give me whatever you got. It's the principle of the thing for me, you know, basically me having to come back here. I'm going to steal all your shit.
Right.
You didn't take some stupid carving.
Yeah, he's like, give me that. Yeah, that'll do. I'll take that. Like, why would you even want that? But it was the Merle Dixon and the Daryl Dixon brothers.
Exactly.
That like side of him coming out. Mm-hmm. You know, it was briefly. It was in an act of kindness, but he was like, damn it, if I'm gonna have to be kind right now, I'm gonna do something really shitty as well. Because he's like, oh, my grandpa, I don't care. Like, if he would have just broken over his leg right there, that would have been perfect. But
he's probably going to track the guy with that little soldier thing or whatever it was.
Yeah, he'll like smell it.
Yeah.
Go around. And
go around.
People.
Yeah.
Like,
so,
Max smells everything around.
You know who
the house.
Made this?
Yeah.
He's dead.
Yeah.
I mean, Daryl is a good tracker. I mean, because obviously Sasha thinks that he's the world's greatest tracker. Just leave a footprint in the mud. So Daryl will say, oh, okay, this piece of wood carving came out of that tree.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
right.
So he's going to find he will get his mother humping bow back.
This tree is only grown in a specific county around Washington, D.C.
Exactly.
Or wherever there are. I always forget where they're at right now.
They're in Virginia.
Virginia, that's right. Yeah, well, that's a good number three. I mean, the introduction of these two characters definitely is a pivotal thing.
I think they're going to be extremely important.
Yeah.
Later on.
And I think Daryl's going to kill him.
Do you think so?
I think so.
I think he's mad enough.
He seemed pretty serious about getting back at him.
Man, this is such an episode where it's hard to talk about, because I just want to go straight into spoilers.
I do too.
And they're not even necessarily spoilers, because I mean, like Hank said, we don't know what they're going to do.
Right.
I mean, you can talk about things that happen in the comic book but they may never come true. In the TV show.
And, and part of the problem is for me is everyone that listens to a podcast, and it has the internet, and these are all huge fans that Google The Walking Dead, and you know, I don't want to spoil things. So,
well, I mean, even the articles, I mean, good Lord, every article after this episode airs was like, who is this person? And it like just kind of spoils it right in the headline and everything.
Oh, it did. Yeah. And I mean, I've gotten to where I have to be really careful what I read, because I'm not caught up in the comic books.
Yeah.
I've slowed down because I don't want to know what happens. I don't want to know in advance.
Well, I know an issue just came out last week that I have not read yet, and they're getting really close to 150, and I can't wait to have that issue 150 in my hands, because, I mean, that's such a big deal for
anything. I am going to put that in, encase it, and put that up and retire off of it.
Yeah, If only that would be the case these days. Because they'll probably have like, because we know with issue 100, they had like 15 different variants of it. And I think I had them, I have them all still. And a couple of them signed by Robert Kirkman, which.
You bitch. Well, why did you never show that to me?
Well, I mean, I keep that under wraps, you know.
Apparently from hidden. Your own mother.
Yes, especially from you. I mean, you like to watch.
That's going on eBay in like 10 years, 20 years.
Oh.
The problem is I just stayed with you, and had I known they were there,
yeah, they wouldn't be here anymore.
They would be there.
I've got to go back to Fallout 4 just really briefly, because since we don't do any other podcasts anymore, which we used to do gaming podcasts, everything, we could get these things out. They did a Nuka-Cola,
yes,
which came out in conjunction with the game.
Yeah.
On eBay, that Nuka-Cola that was sold at Target and a couple other retailers is going for like hundreds of dollars.
What?
Yes. It's a Jones soda, like specialty, you know, with it's just, you know, it's a Nuka-Cola Jones. It's Jones soda that does it. And man, if I only would have known that, because I've got a Target like right near my house that probably. I keep wanting to go there. Maybe I go there after this podcast, and then I just retire off of Nuka-Cola.
Halfway through.
You know, probably those Back to the Future Pepsis that they did, those limited edition, that kind of shit.
Yeah.
That'll probably show up on eBay real soon, too.
That's very true. Yeah. I need to go get a bunch of Nuka-Cola and just ride off into the sunset. So, all right. Well, Hank, I believe it is your number three.
My number three was Daryl leading that dude toward the zombie that was pinned against the rock. I just lost it. I thought, what a dick. But it was really effective and really cool. And then just the whole thing where the guy chops off, you know, hacks off the arm, and then 2 minutes later, he screams once, and then 2 minutes later, let's get the hell out of here.
He told him to walk it off.
Yeah,
walk it off, Cam. Walk it off. Oh my God.
That whole thing was insane.
Walk it off.
Yeah, walk it off. You're bleeding all over the place. You got this. It's
okay.
It's
like when your coach tells you, shake it off, shake it off. You know?
Yeah, like I've got a broken leg, coach.
Yeah, shake it off.
Yeah, get back in the game, kid.
That was rough.
Yeah, that was a great scene. Good number three.
Yeah, I had that in my top three as well. I have just a random bunch of them, but I don't ever number them.
Uh-huh.
That was freaking awesome. I guess I'm just gonna go for my number three is the opening to the show, this really awesome action sequence where it's like we got this car chase. And, you know, Abraham and Sasha are getting shot at. Daryl's getting shot at on his motorcycle. And I just thought it was badass. It's been awesome. It feels like every episode, we've got this amazing intro. It's just like this, you know, kick you right in the balls. Like getting ready to just have an awesome time on each episode of The Walking Dead. And I thought that one was really cool.
I loved it when Daryl has to lay his bike down and, you know, road rash.
He did have some major, his jacket.
Yeah.
And then he showed off the guns.
Yeah. Oh, and his guns were bleeding. Holy shit.
Gross.
I'm
gross.
See, we're getting why she loved this show so
I
much.
Love The Walking Dead. Who wouldn't love a bloody gun? I mean, come on.
A bloody
Daryl
gun?
Daryl Dixon gun.
Guns. You're fired. Fired. Yeah, it was pretty epic. And I mean, whenever Abraham's like going, well, not even just Abraham going off, the fact that Sasha and Abe just obliterated those people in
badass.
That car. I mean, just mowed them down. I mean, that's like a scene straight out of a mob movie.
Oh,
where the car just gets like, you know, they got the Tommy guns and they're just blowing it away.
I kept waiting for them to stop.
No. No stopping.
And those are badass rifles that they have.
Yeah.
I mean, those are bad.
Some type of machine guns.
Fallout 4. I just bought one in Fallout 4.
Ooh.
I mean, I had to sell a lot of stuff to get that machine gun.
She got rid of all her toasts.
Yeah, lots of toasters to get that machine gun.
Yes, exactly.
That's funny. I was wondering where those people even came from. Were they watching them, heard the Walkers West or whatever? It's like they just appeared out of nowhere.
You know,
they didn't say, right?
No.
They didn't say. And that's a really good question. And also, I never thought about this, and I don't think that anybody in our show thought about it either. We're going to lead them away from us, but we could very well be leading them to someone else and make them someone else's problem, which is kind of a shit thing to do.
That's true.
And and so we don't know if that's, you know, going to be an issue, but to me it seems like they came pretty close to leading them to another group. And if that's the case, I could see this other group being very pissed off.
What other group are you talking about? Like
these people here.
The new ones they introduced.
Okay. Well, yeah, because I was a little bit confused on this group that they ran into at the beginning of the episode, because it's like, okay, was that group out there looking for Dwight, Tina, and Sherry?
Yes, that's what they were looking for.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought too, because they even kind of talked about it. Abraham and Sasha did, where they were like, you know, it didn't
they can't
seem
just
like
be
they
sitting here waiting for someone.
Yeah, and we're waiting for us, because I mean, they wouldn't have known, especially with all those freaking that giant herd. That would be kind of stupid for mm-hmm. them to be waiting on them, right. You know, because it's like, hey, they're doing us a solid right now. They're getting rid of this gigantic herd, so I wouldn't think that they would kind of get in the way of that. So, yeah, I don't know. That was crazy, and there's still one other car out there.
The one that took off.
Yeah, the one that was following Daryl, and Daryl, like, you know, ran off into the woods really quick on his bike, and then. Yeah.
But I don't know. Did it come back around?
No, I don't think it came.
And we see their legs, you know, I mean, because that's basically all we saw was everybody else's legs.
That's true. Yeah, we didn't see anything there, so. I don't know where we're at. Are you your number two or number
is it my number two? Yeah, it's my number two. Okay, my number two is the proof that Glenn Rhee is still alive. That
What's
was his freaking voice on the walkie-talkie. It was him. I don't care what anyone else says.
I couldn't
was
even
Glenn.
Understand what they said. I went back like a few times. Like, what?
I did too. The first time I watched, I was like, oh my God, it's Glenn. Oh my God, it's Glenn. And then the second time I watched, I was like, oh God, that's not Glenn. So I don't know who it is, but I felt, I'm going to go with my gut reaction, which was that was Glenn on the walkie. So that's when Glenn is alive.
So you think it's Glenn?
I think it's Glenn.
I haven't had a chance to talk to you guys about that, but why are they removing his name from the credits and all that kind of stuff? What is going on with all that?
Just to play with us. Because they know it hurts.
Yeah. It is very weird, and I'm curious if the next episode that we get resolution on Glenn, whatever it may be, dead, alive, whatever.
Will they put it back?
They better not. I will actually be pissed if they put it in next week's episode, because that's when we see him again. I don't want to know. Like, I just want it to be like this total surprise if he's dead or alive.
Walk around the corner and, oh my God, dude. And he's delivering pizzas
again. Oh my God, that'd be great.
I think some people are going to be pissed. I was reading, what was it, Hollywood Reporter, I think, that said that he should be dead. That there's no way, you know, usually the deaths are so realistic that even if they ate through the guy that fell on top of him and all that,
how
the hell did he get out of there?
This is true. And this is the argument that we've all had. There's no way you would survive that. No way.
They would have eventually eaten down into Glenn.
And given the scene, the way we saw it.
Right.
Now, of course, they'll show us from a different angle next time. And wow, that herd was not nearly as thick as we thought they were. He wasn't quite as surrounded. And man, is he fast. You know, I mean, but I'm not even going to complain. I'm going to be a little like, oh my God, you know.
And keep going.
And I'm going to keep going.
At least he's back. He's got to slide under that trash, you know, garbage can thing.
You know,
or whatever.
I looked at the garbage can. It didn't look like there was room for anybody to slide under.
Oh, really? No.
But I don't. The only thing I can think of, this is my deal is that because they made a lot of references in that episode where he supposedly dies to Guts, which was the episode where they had
smeared
Walker Guts. And so, you know, all these, the blood and guts covered him from Nicholas.
So maybe he just walked out. Yeah.
Right. By the time they got down to him, he smelled like one of them. So they were like, oh, dude, and they gave him a hand up and they all walked off together.
It's still a little bit of a stress.
It's still a stress, but I don't care.
I don't know.
I don't care. And I know Justin would have Glenn's babies if he
could. I would. I most certainly would. For me, some part of me almost feels like it's just a straight up hallucination from Nicholas. A part of me feels that way.
Now, I
don't
just
know
be pissed if that's the case.
I won't.
I think that would be a cool way to get out of it instead of that he was actually down there, you know.
Yeah, and it wouldn't be believable or something like that.
PTSD.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I just feel like.
Didn't blow his brains out?
Yeah, that he didn't blow his brains out, that this was just all of a hallucination. Because the way that they've done these episodes is it's interesting, it's cool, but sometimes it's also a little bit confusing, how the timelines have kind of
woven
together.
We've seen the same day over and over again.
Exactly, from different perspectives. And so, because some of that stuff that happened with Glenn may have been way afterwards, could have been way before. I don't know. It's just interesting how they've done all the timelines, and I'm very excited to actually watch all of them in a row. And I really, you know, we've talked about this before with some other shows, or maybe it was 12 Monkeys or one of them, where it would be awesome if somebody that had a way too much time on their hands did a supercut and just did it in sequential order or something like that.
Well, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to set my computer and my tablet and my DVR and my phone. I'm going to play all of those episodes at the exact same time.
There you go.
So I can figure out, okay, on your mark, get set, go.
I think that's an excellent way to do it.
Okay.
I think
yeah.
you should do that. I wanted to point out, we got a Facebook message from Kimberly. She said that I think the voice on the walkie was the guy who stole Daryl's bow, or someone that captures that couple. We don't see Daryl use it after his bow is taken, and I think he said hello, not help. If it was Glenn, he'd probably call Rick's name. Another thing, just like we were just talking about with the wonky timeline, we don't know. I mean, I guess it seems like it should be super quick that Daryl gets to Abraham and Sasha at the end of the episode. It's like he finds Patty, takes Patty, and drives them to whatever town that Abraham and Sasha was in.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it could have been a week. It could be 2 weeks that he searches.
It could have been at the bare minimum. I think it could have been the next morning.
Right.
So, I don't know. It is confusing about the walk, you know, the walkie, and the fact that Norman Reedus himself said that it wasn't Glenn, which, you
what
know.
What is he going to say?
Well, yeah, of course, what's he going to say? I think it's not Glenn either. I think
it makes sense that if it were that group.
Well, I don't even think.
If they're heading there, that would suck.
I don't even think it's that other group. I don't think it's the guy that stole Daryl's bow. I think it's a new character that we're going to get introduced to on the show, and I think people are going to be very excited about it, because
we'll talk about it in the spoiler section.
Yes, we'll talk about it in the spoiler section.
Okay. All right. Well, then we better hurry because Hank has very limited time.
I know exactly. Hank's got to go watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
All right. So that was my number two. Somebody else do number two.
My number two was Abraham with the whole. RPG, you know, the rocket launcher,
cigars. I know, manly man. Yeah,
it wasn't about the, you know, the biceps and the ripping the pants and all that. But it was a cool scene. That was a cool scene.
It was very cool. I liked it. I liked his whole scream session with the dude. It seemed like
great.
It was.
I just wish we'd gotten to know him a little more, you know, and gotten into his background a little more.
I was really worried that he was going to die in this episode.
I saw your tweet.
Yeah, and that's who I was referring to for
sure. Right, no, I knew who you were referring to because when I watched it, I thought he's going to let that walker bite him. Not necessarily on purpose, but he's effing around enough.
Yeah.
That wasn't even the thought that I had, but I didn't think he was going to die from that. I thought he was going to die just walking around the town, basically, is how I thought that he was going to die.
Boring.
You mean like
better.
The comic?
Well, I thought he was going to bite it.
Are we in spoilers yet?
No, we're not in spoilers. Shut the F up, Hank.
Okay. Because but you I'm know what was even, cool?
I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not even going to join you for spoilers. That's what I'm
Hank's about to get fired from the fans. They're like, oh, my God.
We should be in spoiler section already.
I know. It's like, just get to the freaking spoiler part.
But I do think it's cool the way, like, that zombie's missing the nose, and the other one that was in the forest, it was kind of the rib cage, and they're really decayed now.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they look pretty cool.
They're definitely awesome. The screaming was amazing. I mean, I love the fact that whatever's going on with Abraham, the fact that he sees this military outfit and the picture of the family with the military guy, like, you know, obviously, I would assume, you know, reminding him of his past and, you know, but we still don't know exactly what happened. I mean, like, if he was experiencing some kind of PTSD, and that's why his family was so scared of him. Because I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah, well, I remember.
Just a dick.
Yeah, he could have been just a dick. I mean, it'd be weird because he seems like such a nicer guy now, but I mean, maybe that's what changed him.
Yeah, there's been some times when he's seemed very dickish.
Yeah, when he almost killed Eugene when he punched his lights out.
Just his family seeing him kill all those guys, even if it's in protection of you, to see him, you know, physically with his hands beat them to death, that's pretty traumatic. So I can see that they would have been scared and run off. You know, it was dumb. You know, they got eight. Yeah, so that was a real problem.
you got a guy that can literally beat people to death. You might want to keep him around.
A can of pork and beans.
Yeah, exactly.
Keep him around.
Yeah.
But it did seem in that scene, it did seem like he had some kind of PTSD thing going on. Like something was off with him in that scene with the soldier.
I would have to think that everybody that's still alive in the zombie apocalypse has PTSD.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you've seen some stuff.
Some are just more well-adjusted to it than others, I think.
Right.
So, I would probably be in a corner just bobbing my head up and down.
No video games. Oh, my God, no video games.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't get to beat Rise of the Tomb Raider.
Tomb Raider.
Yes. Yeah. Hey, whatever. You'd be full of four. All right. So, my number two is basically, what did I have here? Sorry, I had something. Oh,
do it quick.
Oh, sorry. My number two is Daryl asking the three questions.
Oh, that was great.
That was my number one.
That was awesome.
I'm sorry. I didn't know if you guys would have that on your top three.
I love that.
Yeah, that is awesome. That's a very good on both y'all. My number one, and I wrote the whole speech down, was Abe's speech to Sasha.
But
just listen, I'm not gonna do the whole thing, you know, verbatim. But when Sasha tells him that self-awareness is a beautiful thing, the light on Abraham's face, he became lit from within. He did realize that he is now a different person and he wants different things. He wants the beer and the walls and the air conditioning and the fruitful future. But this is my favorite part. He wants to make some plays before the great cosmic Pete comes to cut my throat unceremoniously and I gurgle my last breath.
Yeah, that was a great line.
That's so good. Oh, my God. The great cosmic Pete. So good. So
anyway, I don't know if it was good as some grade A butt steak idiocy.
It's better.
Or what was the other one?
He had some crazy lines.
Loose ends make my ass itch.
Yes, loose ends make my ass. That's great. But the great cosmic Pete.
No. I get it. That line is. I will say it's on equal footing to loose ends make my ass itch. I mean, which one am I going to use more in an everyday life now? Probably loose ends make my ass itch. I think I'm gonna have to work that in to like something that I do at work. I don't know how, but I'm gonna work it in.
I will say that, you know, on our Facebook page, you posted the top 10 sayings, Abe's sayings. Mm-hmm. And number two, I don't give a monkey's left nut. I do have that picture of my face in there with him.
Oh, nice.
That someone did for me. So I'll have to put that back up as on a reply.
Was that Thomas?
Thomas did that.
That's funny.
And again, our Facebook is The Walking Naked.
Yes, indeed.
Okay. All right. So I did my number one. Hank, what's your number one?
Mine was Daryl with the three.
That's so good.
I liked the connection. and that he was really hoping that he could bring these people along with him. And just, you know, it sucked that they betrayed him and everything. But I think he's going to learn from that, you know, and probably go a little more Rick.
I don't understand. This guy has never killed a human, he says.
Right.
But he seemed like he really turned. So anyway,
are you talking about
Dwight?
Yeah, I didn't understand that. I think that was probably one of my biggest disappointments in the episode, was how this guy started out and how quickly he transitioned towards the end.
Right.
Seemed like he wanted to get the hell out of there. Like he's scared of those people.
Scared. You had a dude that wants to help you so much that he gave you back his gun. That's how bad he wants to help you.
Yeah.
And has friends that will come take you away in a car. Now, maybe that scared him, you know.
Maybe he's just bullshitting and he's taking me back to these people.
Right.
I don't know. It's just so hard to trust anybody.
That's true. Yeah, that's very true. I mean, I'd probably be hiding. Justin, do you have a number one?
I think my number one piggybacks off of your number one, and it's just the completely, to me, out of left field Abraham and Sasha romance.
I know. Like, sweet zombie apocalypse loving.
It is. It is. It's very sweet. And we ship people all the time on the show, and that was not a shipping that I saw coming at all.
We've never tried to ship them.
No.
We shipped Eugene and Abraham before we shipped him and Sasha.
Exactly, which really? Is, this episode, I was like, what? And I think I just tweeted, you know, I try to keep my tweets very spoiler-free.
Generic. Mm-hmm.
So I just, you know, I tweeted, bow chicka, wow, wow.
Yep, I saw that, and I appreciated it.
Yeah. Maybe that's why they figured no one's seeing this. Let's do it. It's something different. Let's try it.
To be honest, I didn't think that these characters, that these two characters were going to get much storyline anymore. I mean, and I'm not saying, like, for me, you know, Abraham in the comics was one of my favorites. I mean, Tyrese was still...
Yeah, me too.
You know, I think Tyrese was my favorite besides Glenn as far as like Rick's right-hand man type of guy, like that type of character, because, you know, Tyrese played that role for Rick, you know, until he expired. And then Abraham played that role as well. And I just, there's so many of the, you know, Daryl kind of gets in the way of that in the show, which sometimes, you know, is somewhat annoys me because we don't get to see Abraham and Rick interact the way that they did in the comic. And it was just so, so great. So even though, like Kelly said, anytime anything good happens on The Walking Dead, you get really nervous because that you think that person's going to die. I think that this is such an interesting twist right now.
Oh, I think it's a great
twist.
That
they'll keep them around.
I'm hoping that means Abraham is safe for this season, because we'll get to see him and Sasha's romance kind of blossom. Because
Look what happened with her and Bob.
I know, and she never, really.
Yeah, thanks, Hank. Thanks.
Yeah.
Right when that happens, he's gone.
That's it is okay. Very true. Yeah. And I mean, this is that's, you know, definitely
I'm
what happens.
Go take some pills now.
Yeah, exactly. I'm gonna need pills to sleep now. Thanks, Hank. And to think that we begged you on the podcast.
That's what you get.
Now you make us cry.
You asked for it.
Yeah.
Can we go into spoilers now?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So yeah. Basically, I guess we want to. Well, do you have something more to say?
Well, no, I just want to.
God sakes!
Well, no, I don't have anything more to say. I just we didn't really give any feedback last week that we got for last week's episode. So I just wanted to read a couple really quick, and you know, you guys can add your thoughts really fast. So is that okay?
And you can't add his thoughts because he's got to go.
Yeah.
No, I'm cool. Go ahead.
Okay. All right.
Tammy said, getting really upset about not knowing about Glenn, but it occurred to me that we've watched the same day from different perspectives, so they're not really dragging it out from that perspective. So that's kind of what we talked about earlier.
Yeah. The same 24 hours over and over again.
Exactly. So, and then Tina says, has to be my favorite Daryl episode. And this not knowing situation with Glenn is too much like Sophia, yet at least she had a search party and that voice. Yeah, that sounded like that ass that stole from Daryl. I hope Daryl breaks his ass.
Well, you go, girl.
Yeah, take it, Tina. The thing with the, you know, and I've seen people compare Glenn and Sophia's storyline together. The thing about this is it's almost like they forgot about Glenn already. I mean, they talked about Sophia for weeks on the show.
This, again, you have to remember, they haven't even gone home.
No, I get that. Yeah, like, it was over a longer period of time with the Sophia thing,
God, Sophia went on for friggin' ever.
Yeah, and just and to have her just come out of that barn, because, I mean, she's still kicking it in the comic books. So
it was
very disappointing to have her die off the show. And, you know, and it's very weird. I mean, hopefully she's of age now, right? She's like 18, right?
No, she's about the same age as Carl.
Is she?
Yeah, she's
what is her name?
I don't know, but I think she's
Madison Lentz, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He's Googling her.
I am.
Yes, of course.
Oh, she's only 16. Okay, I was about to say she's gotten very pretty as she's gotten older.
She is very pretty, but
I know, but that seems dirty now that I see
it. It is very dirty. You're gross and disgusting.
I'm nice to you.
She's
refrain.
The same.
Yeah. I'm like, man, she hot. She's hot. Yeah.
Oh, she's 16.
Yeah. I'm like, oh God, don't throw me in prison.
That's why I always thought that, you know, she and Carl were going to be able to grow up and, you know, reproduce and make all these, you know, beautiful babies and save the world.
That's true.
And then they killed her.
And then they ruined it.
But no one knows Glenn's missing, really. I mean, Maggie does and then went after him. But,
well, Rick and them do.
It seems different.
Well, I mean, they wrote it on the wall.
It's just that everything's happening. It's so crazy. They haven't had the time.
They wrote it on the wall.
Yeah, those bastards wrote it on the wall. I mean, everybody at Alexandria knows. Abraham, Sasha, and Daryl. They do not know yet.
Right.
So, Maureen says, the Talking Dead just explained Patty. Totally missed it. It will make me rewatch. To be totally honest, I missed it the first time too. I was like, thought Patty was somebody
friend.
That died at that little plant or whatever. And then she says, Abe and RPGs, all is right in the zombie apocalypse.
Oh, yeah. And cigars.
Yes.
Yeah,
and
that
was
cool.
And those cigars as well. Katie says, all I can say is Daryl needs a freaking haircut. Lord have mercy, boy. You can't even see, and that hanging in your face is distracting as hell. Yeah, maybe he would have saw Dwight pull that gun on him a little bit quicker if he didn't have all that hair in his face.
Right.
So, all right, this is the last one, and I like this one just because I want to get you guys' perspective because I didn't really think about this while we were watching it. Diane says, so many scenes reminded me of past scenes. Campfire when Daryl was waking up, Bob's episode when he's, you know, when eating his leg.
Tainted meat! Tainted
meat! When Daryl shoots Moss Walker with the crossbow, there is a Cherokee rose flower on him.
Was
there? Really?
Yeah, apparently. I don't know where I heard about that. Maybe that was, I think I read about that in that Entertainment Weekly article with Norman Reedus. This is true as well.
That's
because
so sweet.
Abe and Sasha in the office building was kind of like Carol and Daryl, their adventures last season.
Mm-hmm.
Abe looking at the window, sees truck on the bridge, is very similar to Carol and Daryl whenever they saw the truck hanging off the
bridge.
Damn it!
Right.
Now I'm like, they're still doing the same thing. So
if you have a good formula, just repeat it. Just put different people in it and it works for us.
That's very true.
Don't worry about it. You know, it's okay.
Diane did say she liked the episode, just not as much as she's liked some of the past episodes. This brings up a question I was going to ask you guys. Whenever Daryl gets knocked out and, you know, they've got those scenes where he's kind of like groggy and he keeps
coming in and out
and you can hear them talking. Do you think if we slowed it down and like really, really picked up the volume on that, is there something in that would tell us something about the future? Because I feel like there is.
You know, I tried to really pay super, really close attention to it the second time I watched it. And I rewound that a little bit. On my television, I couldn't. I would have to transfer it over to, you know, some software where I could actually really slow it down.
I said, please do that.
having conversations, but but he kept passing out too quickly for me to be able to catch it.
I think they said something that's very valuable.
About their group or something?
Yes. I think they say something about their group in that little, you know.
What do you think they said?
We watched 12 Monkeys together, and that one damn scene in 12 Monkeys that we like, I mean, shit, I broke it down and slowed it down to 30,000 times slower than normal, you know, frames per second.
Right. So why haven't you done that?
I need to do it. Stupid work is getting in the way of my real life.
Exactly.
My calling, which is taking videos and slowing them down to speeds that no human being can discern what is being said. I feel that way. If anybody, you know, has any thoughts on it, or they've listened to it in, you know, many, many times and intensely, please let us know, because I feel like we missed out on something in that little bit where Daryl was passed out.
And I want to go back and hear it now. I didn't pay too much attention.
I need to watch it again. And then the last question that I was going to ask you guys, do you think, I mean, Daryl doing that, would anybody else in the group at this point have done the same thing as Daryl?
Nope.
Would Aaron have done it?
Aaron would not even have done it.
I just can't see anybody doing it either.
Nope. Nope, it was a stupid move.
Yeah, I couldn't believe he did it. I was just like, you know, I mean, obviously it was a very nice thing to do, you know, in regular times, but in zombie apocalypse times, I'm like, dude, do not do that.
Really, it was so nice he brought the insulin back and all that.
Yeah.
Because but then they killed the Justin Bieber girl, so what was the point?
Exactly. Like, well, I forgot. You know? She wins my dumbass of the week award.
Oh, yeah.
We seem to be getting at least one every week.
How have they lasted this long?
I mean, that's the thing. Like, when they were talking about doing the burning the walkers down, I was like, damn,
they're smart. This is really smart.
They're smarter than our group. What the hell? Like, why didn't they think about doing that with the herd?
Maybe that helped Daryl figure they'd be an asset to the group too. You know,
that's
but
very
what
true.
Were those zombies that were laying on the ground? What were they covered in? It looked like some kind of cocoon or glass.
It was some kind of melted plastic stuff. I think
like
it was
a tarp, like if it was a greenhouse or something.
Yeah,
like
it was some kind of greenhouse. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I at first I thought it was like was plastic that had melted, but the way it crackled when it broke apart,
right.
started coming, you know, coming out of it. But yeah, I mean, it's just so dumb, you know, throw the flowers from a distance as you have somebody, you know, shoot them in the head to make sure that they're dead and then bury them, but don't get all up on it.
Yeah, that was dumb.
That was really dumb. It was so dumb.
Really dumb.
I was so upset.
Like, really? You're going to give them some flowers?
Mm-hmm.
Flowers are no good in The Walking Dead. If you see flowers coming, you just go the other way.
Go the other way.
Yeah.
Yes, that's run. Not look
yeah,
at the
that
flowers.
Sweet gesture costs your life, people.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
exactly. Yep. All right. So do we want, I mean, unless you guys have any other thoughts, we can get into some quick discussion about spoilers. I can't speak right now. Good Lord. Sorry.
All right.
Quick spoilers.
Yes, so everybody that does not want to hear a spoiler that we don't really know anything of. These are our speculations of spoilers.
Our speculations, you know,
spoiler speculation.
Yeah, you know, infusing some of our knowledge of the comic book, basically just because I want to talk about it. I just want to get you guys' thoughts on it. But yeah, if you don't want to hear this, just go ahead and shut the podcast off now. You can email us. It's thewalkingnaked@gmail.com. You can Facebook and Twitter us. It's thewalkingnaked on both of those. And you know, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We really appreciate it. So,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so what's the question?
Okay, so the group
yeah.
that showed up there that we only saw like their legs or whatever. That's Negan's saviors, right?
Oh, I think everybody
is assuming
that is the assumption, yes.
Yeah. Okay. I do think that's the assumption.
What is the Wade?
Yeah,
is
Wade.
The name.
Wade. Was that guy in the comic? I don't remember, except for Negan. I don't remember all the names.
So. I think Wade was in the comic.
Okay.
Yeah, see, I don't remember Wade. I mean, obviously Dwight is a huge deal in the comic books. I mean, he's a big character. I mean, he's been around for a long time, like longer than some of our, our core group members have been around.
But he wasn't trying to get out of there, though, right? He was like a right-hand man or something?
Okay, and this is where we get into really, it could be potential spoilers. And to be honest, we don't really know if he's Dwight. I mean, right now it's all speculation that he's Dwight. I mean, we do know that the actor that plays him, his name is Austin Emilio.
Uh-huh.
And he did tweet something about the fact that he's like going down to Georgia to film the season finale of The Walking Dead. And he's like, he's pumped. So we know at least whoever this character is going to make a return appearance. Now,
along with Negan, which we know Negan is going to be at the last episode of the season. So the assumption is, if you know, if we use our Daryl smart skills,
deductive reasoning,
and deductive reasoning, that
the derelictal reasoning, that was terrible.
Yeah, it's not so bad. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, I thought this dude was supposed to be a good guy.
Well, I think what we got is his backstory, which is really cool. Like, I think that's what we just, I think what we just received in this episode was his backstory for Dwight, which is very
good. Doesn't it seem like he's running from the Saviors, though?
Yeah, why would he want to go back?
Well, that's
unless
what I'm
saying. Running from somebody else.
Well, I mean, I think
with the Saviors.
No, I think that this character is running from the Saviors. I mean, you know, I do think that
he talks about the kneeling.
Yeah, the kneeling. There's all these foreshadowing. The fact that he cracked Daryl with a bat, right?
A bat? Mm. I didn't see a bat.
Was that not a bat that he hit him with at the beginning of this episode?
I did not see a bat.
I didn't
go back and watch it. It's either a bat or the butt of the gun. But it did not look, I mean, they didn't have a bat the rest of the time. So whenever I'm watching it, I'm like, okay.
That happens all the time in video games. Things were there and they weren't.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, mm-hmm. you leave your power suit someplace and then you try to come back and it's not there anymore.
It's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or you're running along with your dog and your dog just falls in a hole and disappears.
Yeah, exactly.
Seriously, that happens.
But that's the thing. I mean, I feel like there was, the kneeling. At the very least, the kneeling was the thing that actually happened in the episode. I don't know. I thought it looked like a bat that he hit him with. But to be honest, I think it was the butt of his gun because, like I said, we didn't see them use a bat anymore in the episode. We just saw him have the gun. I do think that we just got a really cool mini backstory that, I mean... I think it'll play out in front of our eyes.
I just thought,
later.
You know, I thought they were going to be two awesome additions to our group. I thought they were going to be great.
I mean, I did too. I mean, the like we just said, the fact that they burned all those walkers down, that was pretty badass. So,
do you think he'll end up following those people? Like, if the voice on the radio was that group?
Yeah, I think that's what's going to happen next in the episode, or well, not next week's episode, but
that Daryl is going to go off on his own little journey.
No, I think he'll go with Abraham and them. I think,
but not Rick and the other people. Not go back to Alexandria first.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think they're gonna. I feel like they're gonna seek out whoever's on that walkie-talkie first. Which it just worries me about Abe. Like, you know, that's why I wanted to talk about
mid season finale.
Yeah, he's a goner.
Yep.
For me, he's not.
Yeah. He's a goner.
Sorry, he's a goner.
So you think mid season finale?
Oh yeah.
See,
because then they leave us waiting what, 2 months? It's got to be something big.
Well, I mean, I do think something big is going to happen, but I don't think it's that. I think Abraham's safe until Negan comes. And
well, that's true. That is a very good point.
That
he should make it to the final episode of this season.
I just feel like it's going to be him because Abe
see Rick. I mean, see Glenn, and then Negan is going to be like swinging at Glenn, and Abe is going to, actually, I think it's
Abe
Aaron
is going to step in.
No, I think it's Aaron that's going to step in and take it for Glenn because he. You know, he's thinks so much of Maggie and the fact that she's pregnant. I think he's going to take it for
that
Glenn.
That would be cool.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that could be cool too. I feel like Abraham's a goner because Abraham shows so much strength. And like, you know, he's that character that's always been like the badass and nobody can I mean, nobody can rival him, basically. And we see this Negan character come along.
Yeah, they are not going to be able to live well in the same world.
Yeah, and I just feel that he, you know, they show like how strong Negan is by taking out, like, I mean, one of their, like, the Billy Badass of the group.
Right.
I mean, like, the way, you know, and most people know, and we are in the spoiler section, that it's, you know, my favorite character that gets it. And it was devastating.
And I stopped reading the comics at that point.
Yeah, I think a lot of people.
I did. I was like, fuck this. I'm
yeah,
done.
I think a lot of people did. But even with his death, it was more like a, it was more like just a, it was an emotional death. It wasn't like a, I don't know. I take that back. You still feared the guy. But it was more like an emotional.
Yeah, because you're connected to that character.
Yeah, it wasn't like, oh my God, this Negan guy is like the strongest dude alive or anything like that. It was just.
But no, it's like he doesn't care. Even somebody as wonderful
as Glenn.
As Glenn.
Yeah.
And Maggie with her baby and the whole thing. Yeah, that sucked.
Yeah, it was terrible.
You were hinting at the guy on the walkie that it might be, and you didn't say the name because we weren't in spoilers. Are you talking about Jesus, that character?
Yes.
Okay.
Which but I will be so glad to find out what his name actually is.
It's Jesus.
Oh, they're not calling him Jesus?
Oh, no, they're going to call him Jesus.
Well, that's the way I'm saying, like, the pronunciation. Like, I'll be so excited Jesus. To
yeah,
find
for
out.
For somebody else to say it.
Yeah, because I mean, I've never heard them.
I know, it should be Jesus, but
it should be.
I have heard people say Jesus, that they pronounce it Jesus.
Here in Miami, it's Jesus.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, so, where I grew up, it was Jesus, because stupidly... when the first time I read it, I thought that their name was Jesus. And so I didn't understand when they corrected me. But I grew up in Southern California. So of course their name was Jesus.
Yeah.
Because Jesus, I think, is going to be helpful for our
buddy. He'll save Daryl and these guys from.
Well, I think he's already saved Glenn.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why. That's just what I think.
I'm still on the Enid train.
Really?
I still think Enid saves him. Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she said, or somebody said, that like the next time you see me, you'll be really happy. And I'm like,
Enid, if you bring me Glenn.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. You're not. I mean, you're perfectly
you're
fine. But you know, I don't really care if you come back all that much at this point. So
unless it's with Glenn.
Yeah. Yeah. If you bring Glenn, you might be my third favorite character on the TV show. So, well, I know you've got to go, Hank. And we need to wrap it up.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, we'll be back on Sunday.
Don't get smartassy when you say it. Did you hear the venom in it? We'll be back on Sunday.
Did you hear the judging through the microphone, basically?
Yes, I heard you judge me.
Through the power of the internet?
I heard you judge me.
Yes.
All you have to do is think judgment to me, and I hear it.
And you're
so.
Like, oh, my God. I can hear it right now.
My son does not love me.
It's crazy. It's just two episodes. That's nuts.
I know. Guys.
And then we have to wait so many months. I hate that shit. Yeah. At least with S.H.I.E.L.D., you get Agent Carter kind of in the middle. You know, so it holds you over for a couple of months.
We're going to have to find something else to podcast about.
Jessica Jones.
Hank is pushing that one, yeah.
I don't know. I wanted to mention real quick that I'm completely in love with The Expanse, you know, because I'm going to be reviewing Sci-Fi's new show, The Expanse, and I got the screeners, but I watched the pilot, and I liked it so much, I went back and read the novel.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, and it's so rare that I really like characters or like the plot of something that I'll do that.
Or read.
I've read five books now.
Five of them?
Yeah, because they have like these three little prequel stories, like little short stories that get into the background of some of the characters. And now I'm into the second novel. So
I'm looking forward to this one.
Yeah,
so.
Even though I can't really talk about the show, it's that freaking cool that it's made me read.
That must be good.
Well, I've seen the first episode as well, and I think it's excellent.
Oh my God, the fourth episode blew my mind. And you can see, not only did they spend a ton of money, but there's a really, really cool story at work there. It reminds me of, you know, Battlestar Galactica when it started, the reboot, not where it ended up. You know, but epic and just realistic. You can picture these people, you know, living out there a few hundred years in the future, living out in the solar system.
First one, when does this start airing? Isn't that like next weekend?
Well, the first episode goes, it hits video on demand and YouTube and all that next Monday, the 23rd.
Yeah.
So that everybody will be able to see the pilot. And then it airs the 14th, December 14th, after Childhood's End, which is a little mini series.
Be a super good filler for us in the off season.
It's fantastic.
Did you know how many episodes it is, Hank?
The Expanse is 10.
Oh, that's not bad. And
the writers are already working on the second season. I'm not sure they've greenlit the season yet, but the writers' room is active, already working on the second.
Well, you mentioned too that it stars Chad Coleman, right? Or he's in the cast.
He's in it. He comes in. I think about the fourth episode. Yeah.
Yeah. So if
Thomas Jane. Yeah. And Stephen Strait.
Which I love.
You know, the cast is great, and it's cool when you have good actors and a good story, and it just, I mean, sucks you in. I was hooked.
And it stars Dominic Tipper.
Yep.
I love her.
Cassandra and Wes Chapman, I think his name is, from Hunger Games.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's very, very cool. And I can't say much, you know, much more than that, but I just hope people tune in. I'm getting a lot of Twitter messages, people giving sci-fi shit for canceling Dominion, you know, Defiance. And yeah, we know that stuff happens, but tune in to the freaking shows. And if we can get ratings up and people watching, they won't have to cancel shows. You know, you got to think about it. Why would they spend millions of dollars to end up canceling a show?
It is not what they want to do.
Yeah. They want these things to keep going. Yeah. You know, I'm pissed Dominion got canceled.
Yeah, but, I do occasionally see your campaign to bring Dominion back.
Yeah, but if they don't have the numbers, you know, what are you going to do? So
yeah, I'm excited.
I just hope people
one.
Tune in, because it's really, really cool. Just a cool story.
Yeah, I think it's great. I mean, I love Thomas Jane. I love the cast. We both said, the first episode at least, that's what I've seen so far, and it's really freaking good. And it's if you're wanting a nice big sci-fi epic TV show, it's definitely one to check out. So
maybe we could podcast about that one.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, it is kind of a mystery. It's got kind of a
it's apocalyptic
going.
Setting. Kelly's in already.
You know, I love that stuff.
Yeah, you do love that. And 12 Monkeys got pushed back. So
I know.
Yeah, our tandem. It will not be able to podcast that one for a little bit longer. So
no, I really think you guys will like this one. And it's smart. It's well written. The acting is great. It's not like one of those like we're going to spend the whole season trashing, like we did with The Strain.
Sweet,
thank God.
Sweet,
because it's cool. It's well done.
Awesome. All right. Well, I think that's all we got. Hank, did you give your Twitter out? I lost connection for a second. So
no, I don't think so. At Hanko9. On Twitter, and my reviews are all on TVFanatic.com. I'm doing The Expanse and Childhood's End now in December.
Awesome. Sounds good. And right now you're doing Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. as well. And
S.H.I.E.L.D. and Doctor Who.
Yeah,
Who. But I'm struggling with Doctor Who, man. It's just weird this year.
I've heard some people say it's the best, and I've heard some people say it's the worst. I think it's one of those seasons where it's very divided.
They've been killing Clara since the first friggin' episode back, and it's destroying me.
Yeah.
It's like, kill her or don't kill her. Make up your damn mind.
You know, do something with this character. All right. Well, you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook. It's The Walking Naked, or just email us. It's thewalkingnaked@gmail.com. Thanks so much for listening, and we will be back next week.
Have a fabulous week.
Bye.
Thanks for coming on, Hank.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it.